Good morning, everyone. Today, our church here in Koto, but also throughout the entire world, begins what is now known as Holy Week. This week is holy not because of anything we do, but it's because of our Lord's work, this tremendous work that he was sent for, that it is holy. Our Lord indeed enters into Jerusalem triumphantly amid shouts of joy and hosannas. But we know, sadly, we know that these cries of joy and triumph and praise will soon turn, as we just heard in our gospel, into cries of condemnation and lies and crucifixion. Our Lord goes, but he goes willingly. For it is for this purpose, this is his hour, that he was sent. He has come to ransom us from sin and death. He has come to pay the debt that we could not even begin to pay. He has come to conquer a foe who we had no hope of even pretending like we could beat, sin and death. Our Lord comes as king, but he comes realizing that he will be inaugurated not on a throne of gold or fine wood, but instead on the rough wood of the cross. He will take his throne, and from this cross he will rule, and he will rule with mercy, with kindness, with gentleness, with mercy. Our Lord rules not as a tyrant, but with compassion and forgiveness. So for our part, what are we to do? What are we to do during this holy week of our Lord's passion? What are we to do? Well, there's a lot of things we shouldn't do, right? We shouldn't be like the apostles who fell drowsy when our Lord needed them the most. Our Lord goes to the Garden of Gethsemane and says, "Stay awake and pray with me," and goes about a stone's throw away and prays. And what do the apostles do? They grow drowsy and fall asleep. Don't be like them during this week, but instead spend a significant amount of time this week in silence and in prayer. I know you have busy lives. I know you have a lot going on. There's a lot of stress. I know a lot of you have baseball and softball and dancing and all that stuff. But this week is special, and it should be special for our family. So make sure you take time, and that in quiet and in prayer, you spend it with our Lord and not just let the time pass like any other day. What else could we do? Well, we should not be like the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and get caught up in the hustle and the bustle and get caught up in everything and cry out and be unapologetically against our Lord. But instead, be like the weeping women of Jerusalem and weep and do penance for our sins. For indeed, we are sinners, huh? Amen? And we are in need of repentance. And so let's spend this week not only doing prayer, but also offering up to our Lord acts of penance as signs of our contrition. Now, those of you who are married, I think have a special insight into the efficacy of penances. After all, when your spouse comes to you and says, "Hey, cupcake," or whatever y'all call each other. I don't know. What do y'all call each other? Cupcake? I don't know. Sweetie? Sweetie, is that it? No? Honey bun? Yeah. Right. Whenever your spouse comes to you and says, "Hey, honey bun," or whatever, "I'm sorry." That's significant, huh? But what's more significant, or what really matters, is that the spouse then displays behavior that shows that indeed they are sorry. So their words of contrition are accompanied with actions that are meant to show that they are indeed sorry. That is a whole nother ball of wax. That's really significant. So this week, as we continue through the days of Holy Week. Spend time in prayer, absolutely. But also double up on your penances. Show our Lord by your actions that you are truly sorry for your sins. Because after all, it shows our Lord that we're serious and that we intend to help. Because here's the amazing thing about our Lord. Our Lord goes to the cross and he saves us. Did he need our help to save us? Even a little bit? Not at all. God, Jesus can do it all by himself. He needs nothing from us. But for some reason, he decides to let us participate in our own salvation. Hence, Simon of Cyrene. He allows Simon to carry his cross for him. He allows the women to follow him along the way. He allows Joseph of Arimathea to grab his body and bring him to the tomb. Did he need any of that? No, of course not. But he allows us, each of us, in our own way, to walk with him along the way of the cross. And so I encourage all of you this week, do your part. Yes, Jesus saves us. Yes, he doesn't need our help. But for some reason, some mysterious reason that perhaps we'll only know once we get to heaven, I want to encourage all of you in your own way to participate in this week's mysteries so that you might be able to be caught up into the great mystery of our salvation. And then on Easter Sunday, with great joy in our hearts, we'll be able to celebrate the pinnacle of our religion, the resurrection of our Lord. Amen.